Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Carlos Santana bringing us back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please use it to your advantage and find a lot of stuff there. Whatever you got going on, you got a challenge or opportunity, you're excited about something or frightened about it, you can read, listen, or watch. There, we got multimedia coming out of our ears and your ears too, so use it to your advantage. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes, anywhere in between, we got something that you can do there in that period of time and on any topic. Having a great visit with our good friend Jay Baer. He's the author of Utility, Y-O-U-Tility, Why Smart Marketing is About Help, Not Hype. This is a very important book, my friends. You need to check this book out. I promise you it will help you deal with what's going on right now in the marketplace. Jay, congratulations again. Utilitybook.com, is that right?
That is correct, Jim. I appreciate it.
Wherever books are sold. Okay, podcasting. Let's talk about how we can use podcasting to our advantage in the 21st century.
Well, you know, we're such a mobile society now. People are on the go all the time, whether it's driving to work or you know, working out of the gym or, you know, moving around. And podcasting is such a terrific way to educate your customers and potential customers. We were talking earlier in the first segment about value, right, about giving away value before the sale, and podcasting is a terrific way to do that. And you certainly know, you do a couple thousand podcasts a year. I certainly don't do that many, but I have a show called Social Pros once a week where we interview somebody who's a major social media manager for a big brand. So we do 50.
Well, how do we find your show on
yeah.
your website?
Oh, yeah. If you go to socialpros.com, we have a whole website for it. It's on iTunes and Stitcher and all that.
Good.
And, you know, and the thing is, and you know this, Jim, podcasting is not difficult. People are very intimidated by, like, oh, I couldn't have a radio show. Well, you know, the technology is so much more approachable now.
I think the people listening are probably saying, hey, Baer, if Plastic Game can do it, anybody can do it.
I don't think so. You're a master, my friend. They're not going to be able to be as good as you, but they can be good. But here's the playbook that I think works for small business. Don't talk about yourself necessarily. Just build a show where you interview your future customers. That's what we do on Social Pros, right? We interview a major social media manager once a week. And since we started the show, and I'm telling you the truth here, Jim, since we started the show a year and a half ago, every customer that we have acquired in that year and a half is a listener to the program.
Wow, 100%. Good for you. 100%. Well, do you ever interview social media heretics?
We don't
I'm a social media heretic.
You are. We should have a heretic on the
show. Yeah, you ought to. See, you know what a heretic is? A heretic is a true believer who doesn't like the status quo.
That's right. Yeah, we typically talk kind of inside baseball. You know, how exactly you're doing in your company, because that story doesn't get told.
No, I believe in social media. I just like to point out the I have fun pointing out the good, the bad, and the ugly. But anyway, let's come back to podcasting. How do you do it? Talk to us through that.
So you can set up a show quite easily. You know, you can just record it on your laptop. In fact, I've got some friends who do podcasts every week, and they record it right on their smartphone. They just set the voice record button on their iPhone or their Android phone, press the button, and record it. As long as you're in a quiet space, you can do that. You upload it to the internet. You set up a little thing with iTunes so that it appears there, or Stitcher Radio.
What about editing? What kind of editing software do you use?
No, we don't edit a ton. We use some sound leveling software to make sure that it sounds okay when we have multiple people on the show. But I am a big believer in the, you know, let's just talk for a while.
No, but I mean, sometimes you can use the benefit of tightening it up or whatever. All I'm getting at is Ovation, I think it is a really great one to use. We don't use it for our show. We have other capability for that. But I use it for other things. If I didn't do a regular radio show, if I were just doing a regular podcast, internet podcast, I would use Ovation to help me with my editing.
It's a couple hundred bucks.
It's a good deal. Yeah.
Yeah, we use GarageBand on the Mac sometimes as well, and And there's some good books out there, like Podcasting for Dummies was co-authored by a friend of mine, and it just really walks you through it. And people should not be intimidated by it. And it's such a there's a difference between reading something on a website, like we talked about in the first segment, and hearing somebody tell their story and hearing somebody interview somebody the way you do it. It's so much more powerful.
But Jay, here's the thing. Let's bring this down to Main Street. You're a thought leader. You and I are talking heads. People expect us to do stuff like this. Billy Joe Bob and Laureen out there on Main Street with their regular Main Street small business, they can do this too by talking to their customers. And it doesn't have to be long. It could be 1 minute long. It could be 90 seconds long.
Right.
And here's the thing. Coming back to utility, what you talk about in your book, these are the kinds of things. This is the kind of humanity that customers are using to differentiate you and the other competitor you have who has the same product and the same price. How do I decide between Jim and Jay? Well, I like that video. I see humanity there. I see their values came through. They'll pick you because of that. What do you think?
Oh, I agree entirely. And in fact, what I think small businesses should do is a podcast not about them or not even about their business, but about their customers. So if you're operating in a local market, mm-hmm. you have a show that just interviews other local businesses and why they're terrific. You know who should be doing shows like that? You know who should be doing shows like that? Chamber of Commerce. You know who's not doing shows like that? The Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, you're right about
that. Should be doing it, but they won't. So if they're not going to do it, you do it.
Very powerful, folks. Jay, give us the website again, please.
Utilitybook.com, YOUtilitybook.com. Thanks,
and
Jim.
And what about the other one, though, so we can find the podcast?
The podcast is socialpros.com.
All right. Jay Baer, ladies and gentlemen, Baer. Come back soon, Jay. Thanks for
sure will.
Thanks
for today.
Good job. Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.